With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
On the wind, ancient voices and spirits sail. Every mark on this earth tells a tale. Every day that goes by without ever asking why, you believe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Talk with Sue on International Angels Network. And today is Wednesday, April 17, 2019. And I am your host, Sue Broom, coming to you live from Central Arizona. And the weather has been absolutely beautiful. We even got a little bit of rain yesterday, and I was able to catch a rainbow that was in the neighborhood. So it's been quite beautiful. I am an intuitive healer, a spiritual teacher, and an international best-selling author, and I do private sessions and workshops. And I also recently released my deck of cards, my first deck of cards, I should say, The Desert Speaks, as well as I recently released a new book called The Experience Book, 21 Days of Beautiful Experiences from the Angels. And the two of them work fabulously together. Now, I also love helping other people connect with their loved ones. And it's your connection with your loved one that is the strongest. And when they're on the other side, I have a few tools and courses that will help you connect with them and keep that connection. One of them is my book, Signs from Your Loved Ones. Another one is a free course I have available called Memories Shared with Your Loved Ones. And then I also have a Channel Writing with Mom course. And it doesn't have to be your mom. It can be channel writing with anyone who is on the other side. So those all three work very well together as well. But you don't need to have all three of them. So I wanted to also just reach out and say once again, thank you so much for the support I have been receiving on the Experience book. The launch day seemed like it was just yesterday, even though it was already almost 2 weeks ago, but I had so much fun, and I just have continued to hear just so many wonderful things about the Experience book. And I know it is a tool that I use. I will take it outside and I will read through one of the experiences and then sit and do it. And it just always helps me connect with my higher self, the divine, the angels, puts me in a calmer state, any or all of the above. So it's really a wonderful tool for anyone to use. If you want to find out more about me, you can go to internationalangelsnetwork.com/Sue, or you can go right to my website, SueBroom.com. Some of the things we explore here on International Angels Network are spiritual entrepreneurship, fairies and angels, astrology, numerology, spirituality, spirit guides, our loved ones, and so much more. If you would like to be a guest on the show, you can go to internationalangelsnetwork.com/guest and fill out the form to be a guest on the show. Now, we are a live call-in show, and I will be doing calls tonight. The phone number is 1-516-453-9162, and then you can press number 1 to ask a question. And if you are calling internationally, the phone number is the same, but just be sure to dial the 1 as at the beginning. Again, phone number is 1-516-453-9162, and then press number 1 to get in the queue. This is the same phone number for all the hosts on every single show, so make sure and just put it on speed dial on your phones. You can also Skype for free into the show when we are live. There's a Skype button, and you can just press that button, get connected, and then you can press number 1 on your Skype keypad to get in the lineup to ask a question of the host or the guest. In case you missed any of the shows or you want to go back and re-listen, all of the shows' replays are on iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Chartable, Listen Notes, Overcast, iHeart, our website, internationalangelsnetwork.com, as well as blogtalkradio.com/internationalangelsnetwork. So be sure to share it with your friends, too. If you're enjoying the shows that are on International Angels Network and you feel that it would help someone, share the links with them and so they can listen. And all, like I said, all of the replays are out there. Now, also, today's live show is brought to you by Audible by Amazon, and you can get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/internationalangels. And there are over 450,000 titles to choose from, and these are for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or your MP3 player. And again, it is audibletrial.com/internationalangels. Now, for tonight's show, I wanted to talk about expansion. And not only expansion, but how do the angels assist with the expansion? And really, what is expansion? So you hear so many people talking about expansion, and it's like, well, what do they really mean? And what are they talking about? And expansion is one of those things where we are always, always learning. Doesn't matter who we are, where we are, when we are always learning. And hopefully, as we are learning things and growing, we are also expanding. But expansion has, it's more than that, because there's expansion. We can learn things, but just because we learn it, if we don't apply it, it doesn't always help us. And what I'm referring to with the expansion more so is really with our spiritual expansion. And one of the things, now this has been happening over the last, boy, I've been hearing it for several years. I mean, maybe even as many as up to 5 years, about all of the love that is coming into this planet. And I know the angels have talked about this in blogs, in past blogs, but it's all of the love and all of the support from not only the angels, but divine spirit, the universe, whatever language you would like to put on the all that is, as well as our star being friends. And I'm always kind of vague when I talk about star being friends, because there are many different star beings, and they are helping us and supporting us and surrounding the planet with love. And as they are doing this, there's not only love, but there's also information. Some people may refer to it as downloads. And this helps in our expansion. Some people may get downloads and they don't necessarily know what the download is about. They just know that it happens. And with the expansion of that, when we are growing, learning, expanding on a conscious as well as on a subconscious level, it's as if the wisdom and the knowledge is there. And the more we tap into our inner knowing, the more we have access to that. And in turn, it helps us expand and grow. Now, the expansion has to do also with stretching us maybe a little bit more than we want to be stretched. You know, I can remember when moving out to Arizona, moving from Wisconsin to Arizona, and I barely knew, you know, there's one person that I had met, but I really didn't know her, didn't know where I was going to live. And I had grown up in Wisconsin, and I had lived within, you know, like 30 miles of where I was born. And I'd lived there for over 50 years. So there was definitely some expansion going on. Now, with expansion, it's, yes, I was super excited about moving to Arizona, being in the sun. I was so done with the winters in Wisconsin. And yet there was also the trepidation, you know, the what is going to happen and how am I going to meet people? All of this helped with my expansion. Of course, the angels were there every single step of the way. And one of the ways when we expand is when we actually do step out of our comfort zone. It may seem really uncomfortable, but sometimes that is exactly, see, and there go the chimes. Honest to gosh, I hope you can hear them. Those are the solar chimes. The blinds are pulled. The sun is on a different side of the house. And there they sound off. And, of course, those are the magical chimes that chime in from spirit. But expansion is all about, it's like the more we expand, the more we trust and have faith and believe in where it is that we're going, it helps expand us even more. And we're given more opportunities to test whether we have faith and believe and trust. So it really is a fun circle, a catch-22, if you will, about expansion, trusting, expanding, trusting some more, expanding some more. Now, of course, at times, expansion does not feel good. And it's always interesting because when I find myself, if someone says, well, what about this? And I find myself, I mean, immediately, no. Sometimes I have to reevaluate and look at it. Is it that I really need to say yes or maybe and stretch outside of my comfort zone and expand a little bit more? Or is it truly, no, that's just not something for me? And sometimes when we find ourselves saying, no, that's not for me, another way of looking at it or approaching it is, isn't that interesting? Or tell me more. And what does that look like? When we say tell me more, that helps expand us and open us up just a little bit more. Of course, we have the angels coaxing us. And one of the things, as I have talked about on so many different shows, I like to have the angels, and I like to call in the angels specifically every single day. Now, what that ensures for me is, hey, I know they're here. I know they're here assisting me because I have specifically asked them to be with me, to help me for this day, for this specific project. And when you do that first thing in the morning, no matter what comes up, you know they're there supporting you. And you know that with your expansion, it's like you have so much love and support from the angels. If you are going about your day and all of a sudden there's something that's put in front of you and it's like, well, I called on the angels this morning. It's like you can always ask them to step a little bit closer. Step a little bit closer, guys, because I need to know that I have your support. And the four that, of course, I always like to call on, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, those three are almost all the time. And right this minute, I'm feeling Raphael. Excuse me. Archangel Raphael, he has to do with past lives. And helps clear out past lives. So for right this minute, I must be going through some form of expansion that also has to do with past lives, which absolutely makes sense. Being in a new location with all of the things that I'm learning and expanding into, I'm sure a past life connection that I was drawn to this area. So some of the things to think about, besides, okay, so we've called in the angels, but one of the things that the angels will say to us when we are getting anxious about something, they're going to tell us to breathe. They're going to remind us to breathe. They always remind. It's one of those things. And so it doesn't matter what we're doing. We can call on the angels to support us, to surround us, to keep us feel protected and safe. Pull in the information that is for our highest good. Whether that means for a project that we're working on, if we are going through a specific, maybe we have something in our day that just feels off, when we ask the angels to stand a little bit closer and pull in the information that I need to know right now and what's for my highest good, then sit back and actually allow yourself the time for the expansion, for the information to come in. One of the things that the angel said, this is so funny because it's like, yeah, there go the chimes again. Said, so where the expansion comes in is think about expanding love and or joy into your aura. And then expand your aura even larger. So I'm going to give you, we're going to go through just a little example, and we can expand either love or joy with the assistance of the angel. So first, I would like you to feel in your heart whether you feel it by looking at a flower, by looking at another person, by looking at a beloved pet, whatever feels like it brings love to your heart. You can think of a happy memory. A lot of times that will work as well. And you might notice it might feel like there's a warmth that's coming all over you. It might feel like a warmth that is in your heart area, maybe in your heart and your solar plexus. Your solar plexus is your belly. And just allow that feeling to settle in. It might even bring a smile to your face. And now imagine that you are pushing, almost like with every single exhale, you are pushing this love energy so it gets just a little bit bigger than you are. So you have your physical body, but you are pushing or expanding out with your breath this love energy, this joy energy, out past your physical body. You can expand it out even a little bit further, out into the room that you're in. Or if you're in your car, you can expand it out. Keep your eyes open though. Expand it out past your car. And you can continue to expand as large as you want. And it's like when you do this, there's something that shifts, because it's like it started with you. You expanded out. But when you bring it back in to yourself, it's as if there is more room in your heart for you to love. I don't know how else to explain it other than that. It truly is like an expansion of your heart. So again, the exercise, and this is something you can do every single day. And it's actually something fun to try in different areas. You know, if you're in a doctor's appointment or in a dentist appointment or in traffic or at the, you know, wherever you are at work. Or for those of you that are in corporate world sitting in meetings, do it. It's start with you feeling the love in your heart space and expand it out. And expand it in stages. Don't just, okay, I'm expanding to the whole world and beyond. Expand it in stages. So if your goal is to expand it as far as the universe, expand it to your room, expand it to your city, expand it a little bit larger to your state, and then to your country, and then to the world, and our solar system. And I'm doing this fast. Obviously, if you're doing it, you'd be doing it a little bit slower. But when you come back in, there's something about being and spreading that much love that when you are bringing that energy back in to your heart space, it feels like you have more of a capacity to love and expand. And you're more able to have an open heart, to have more compassion for other people. It also, if you are expanding out with love or joy, that you're also leaving love and joy sprinkles all over the place. It's like, just imagine yourself expanding glitter, and you know how glitter gets on everything? So as you're expanding love, as you're expanding joy, all of this glitter is getting all over everything. And as you come back, you've expanded. You've integrated. You've brought more love and joy, not only to yourself, but also to others. have to tell you a funny story. A friend of mine, she's been on the radio before, Kate Sparks. Whenever she sends a card, it's got glitter. And it's not just glitter that's in, you know, the size of a punch hole that you, you know, that you can punch. It's in the tiny, tiny, about the size of a pinhead. And it does get all over. I know when I was moving, I was still finding glitter on the bookcase from where I had cards sitting that I had cleared off several times. And it always makes me think of Kate when I find all that glitter. But so think about, as you're expanding, spreading love and joy, maybe you can put it along with some glitter, some fairy dust, some angel dust. Another way that we know we are expanding, and this is always, it's always good to call on the angels for assistance, for specific tasks, specific things that we're learning. But when we have something come up in our lives that we think already learned this lesson. Oh, yeah, I've already learned that. I'm prepared. Never going to happen again. And then all of a sudden, you have this same theme or this same lesson come up again in a different way with a different person. But really, it's the same theme. Now, how do you know that you've expanded? How do you know that you've learned this lesson? Well, a couple different ways. If you look at it as, wow, I was able to spot it. That's one thing. I could see that lesson coming a mile away. That's one way. Another way is the lesson comes up, and maybe this time we respond to it instead of reacting. That's a huge thing. Respond instead of react. The other thing is, how much were you triggered by it? How much did you get frustrated or angry? How much compared to other times? Because if you have learned the lesson, chances are the triggering was very small. And then also, how quick does it go away? Meaning, maybe in the past, it would have annoyed you for days. And maybe now, it's like, that thing happened again. And I just move on. Times like that, that you know huge expansion has happened. And those are times especially to give yourself a big old pat on the back for how far you've come. Yes, it is important to celebrate those things. The times when we realize, wow, I really do have that lesson down. I really have expanded. And you might need a friend to point out how much you've expanded, how much you've shifted, how much you've evolved. So something else, this is something that, this was kind of an interesting thing that the angels were sharing with me. This has to do with kind of energetically reaching out to the universe. So let's say you have a question, and you can write the question on a piece of paper, and then go for a walk, go sit outside, just someplace where you can close your eyes Now, of course, if you're going for a walk, you don't want to close your eyes while you're walking. But maybe go for a walk, clear your head, and then come back, sit down, and close your eyes. And as your eyes are closed, imagine that you have not only tree roots growing out of your feet, going deep down into Mother Earth, but that you have an expansion going on from your whole body, your whole being. Whether you see it as your aura expanding, whether you see it as almost like roots and light going out from all different directions, and as you're expanding out, what information are you picking up? It doesn't matter how large or small that piece of information is. It doesn't matter whether it's a color or maybe a scent, like you're smelling something that you hadn't noticed. Gather all these pieces of information. And then look and see how they help answer or interpret your question. That was kind of an interesting one that I hadn't thought of. But because we are all connected, the answer is there. And when you just go for a walk, go outside, sit down, close your eyes, and just kind of get away from wherever you wrote the question or even into a different room, it allows your mind to look at it a little bit differently. Expansion is about growing beyond who you are today. Expansion is about stretching yourself. Stretching further than you think you could ever stretch. Expansion is about growing and evolving and putting the things that you've learned to use. As I said before, just because you've learned something, if you're not applying it, then did you really learn it? Expansion is about allowing your heart to grow and open to more and more of the love the universe has to offer. Expansion is about working with the angels to bring in more to help us on our spiritual journey. And, of course, thanking the angels for being with us as we grow and expand. They're also growing and expanding as we do. So is Mother Earth. So is our soul. The universe grows and expands and evolves as each of us grow and expand and evolve. So thank you, angels, for helping and supporting us along the way of our expansion. And the chimes sounded once again. So just a reminder, I will be taking your calls in just a few minutes. Phone number is 1-516-453-9162, and then you can press number 1 to get in the queue. And if you are on Blog Talk listening with Skype, remember you can push your Skype keypad or the Skype button and then press number 1 to get in the queue. To give you a little update about what's going on at International Angels Network, if you are searching for a spiritual practitioner, there is an International Angels Network directory, and there will continue to be more and more people added, but it is for people that are doing readings, energy healing, teachers, mentors, coaches, metaphysical online stores for the mind, body, and spirit. So if you want to check that out, you can go to internationalangelsnetwork.com/directory. Also, our site is devoted to highlighting the work for spiritual entrepreneurs. And if there is something that you want to do to help expand your business, there's also a membership on internationalangelsnetwork.com/membership. So go check out, go to internationalangelsnetwork.com, check around, see all the different features that are there. And as I said earlier, if you want to be a guest on the show, that's out there. There's the directory and there's the membership, as well as the information about all the different hosts. Also wanted to let you know that Diane Morgan and Susie Parrott for Unite in the Light, they have different classes that they have on their website that you can purchase as separate or as a combination. And if you want to find out more about the classes, some of them have to do with tools to help you connect to the angels. It's an intro to angels, guardian angels. There's helpful exercises. There's PDFs and visualizations that you can do. And again, that's Diane Morgan and Susie Parrott. And you can find out more about all of the opportunities that are out there to learn at uniteinthelight.com. Also, the Channel Writing with Mom course that I have available is just a fabulous way to connect with your loved one on the other side. And that was a class that was given to me by my mom. She's been on the other side since 1974. And funny, so coming up in just a few weeks will be Mother's Day. And for those of you, you probably heard me share about the kittens that were born at my home outside, and they decided to show themselves on Mother's Day. And I know that my mom was totally behind that. So, but Channel Writing with Mom course is available, as well as I do have the free course, Memories Shared with Your Loved One. It's a way to connect with your loved ones who are on the other side in a very non-threatening way, in a very loving way. And some of the exercises in the Memories Shared with Your Loved Ones, I have been doing those exercises for several years. I would do them in large groups. I would do them. So they're a lot of fun. Upcoming on International Angels Network, Thursday we have the Alex Levy Show. Saturday we have Angelic Light with Susie Parrott. Sunday is Easter, so happy Easter to everyone. Monday we have Divine Guidance with Angel Shishi. Tuesday we have Angel Navigation with Diane Morgan. And the next Wednesday, my guest is Maggie Norton. You may remember Maggie. She was on before, and we talked about her book, 365 Days of Tarot. And Maggie and I will be chatting and having a lot of fun, and then we'll be doing combination readings. So, and also, I do want to give a shout-out and a thank you to Sunday Sturgeon. She's the sponsor for International Angels Network. She's the founder and CEO of Holistic Light Rejuvenation. So thank you so much, Miss Sunday, for all you do. Now I'm going to start taking calls, and of course you know I'm going to be using my Oracle deck, The Desert Speaks, to do some mini readings. So first caller, I have Susan from Delaware. Susan, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm so happy to be able to talk to you tonight.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm actually just trying to reach out to a loved one that's recently passed.
So I had to take a couple sips of water. So have you, by chance, signed up to do the free course that I have out there?
No, I just heard you talk about it, and I'm definitely going to look into that, definitely.
Yes, you can go right to my website, suebroom.com, and just glance to the right side of the screen, and you'll see memories shared with your loved one. It's a free course.
Okay, definitely.
Yeah, it's got a couple of meditations that are downloadable that you can do that are very powerful. I mean, it's amazing how much healing can happen with a meditation.
Okay.
So, yes, absolutely
okay.
Check that out.
I definitely will.
Good. Who is it that you're hoping to hear from, Susan?
My mother. She just passed.
Just recently? Like,
yeah,
like
her. On the 30th, March 30th.
Oh, very, very recent.
Yeah.
Let me see.
And I'm really trying to reach out for her.
Well, let me, so I have the Talking with Heaven deck. And I actually pulled one of my cards, too. I haven't looked at it yet, but I'm also going to pull a Talking to Heaven deck.
Okay.
And this is the deck. It's by James von Prague, Enduring Virtue, and this deck is all about connecting with loved ones. And I have to say, so one of the ways that I recognize that my mom is around is because I see her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it as the month and the day, and sometimes I see it as the month and the year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And earlier I noticed that I saw the 614, and right now, it just changed to 642, which is her month and year. So my mom is definitely saying that your mom is around.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
It's so funny because, and it, you know, there's no mistake that you called, and I'm getting chilled when I say that. There's no mistake that you called tonight, and there's no mistake that I was talking about the course, and I was talking about the kittens that showed up.
Believe everything happens for a reason, for sure. You know, I definitely feel her presence around, and my sister was her caretaker, and my sister found her when she passed away. And so in that room, I'll tell you, that she was in was so sacred. It feels sacred when I go in there. She was very spiritual, very connected.
That's beautiful, though.
And it was...
So it's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Oh, I was just going to say, I know I've been seeing the number 11 has been coming up quite frequently for me, and it's happened before, and actually, before we planned, she was actually, cremated and buried last Thursday, and that date was actually the 11th, and that number 11 was just coming up, and it was just, I told my sister that, I'm just getting a feeling that it should be today, the 11th. And we had the service actually at 11 o'clock in the morning.
How perfect.
And that number just has been continually coming up.
Yeah, and it's always interesting when you see, especially 11-11, and in multiple places.
And that's what I kept
clock,
saying afterwards, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mhm. Yep. So every time you see it, just say, "Oh, thank you, Mom."
Yeah.
Thank
you,
Mom.
Yep.
So the two cards. So the one from my deck. This is really interesting. It's allow creativity, and it's a picture of, honest to gosh, a beautiful fighter. I know a lot of people aren't crazy about fighters. But it's an orb weaver spider that I used to see in the fall, close in the late summer and the fall, and they just have really pretty design on them, and they would let me get pretty close. But it feels like your mom is I feel like she's telling you to, there's something creative, that something expressive, some way that if you allow yourself to open up just a little bit, mm-hmm. there's something that will be expressed. And it's, I don't know what that is. If it's, you know, if it's writing, if it's painting, if it's crocheting, you know, I don't know what that is, but it feels like there's mm-hmm. there's something that you've been kind of holding yourself back a little bit. I don't want to say closed, because it doesn't feel like that. It just feels like you've been holding yourself back just a little bit. And okay. I almost feel like your mom is giving yourself permission. It's like, Susan, I'm giving you permission to open up just a little bit, because it feels like once you open just a tiny, tiny bit, that the mm-hmm. floodgates will open.
Right, right.
And the card I pulled from the Talking to Heaven deck, it says, I always give you a goodnight kiss.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, mornings have been really hard for me. Real tough.
Yeah.
I just miss her so much. She was a really strong woman. And she held on to the very end. Her last words. We were all together in her last words. She couldn't speak at all. 8 hours, you know, like later, she was gone. But mm-hmm. my brother had been there, and she said, I love you. And you could, she, after he kissed her on the forehead, and he lives out of state, so he came. And mm-hmm. that was so precious, because they were the last three words.
Mm. Well, and it's really interesting that the card says, I always give you a kiss goodnight.
Mm-hmm.
And you just said that he kissed her on the forehead. So it
yeah.
almost feels like it's kind of like that was the last thing maybe that she felt.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be the last thing every single night. As you're falling
right.
off to sleep.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
very
well, that would be my mom. That would be my mom. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very beautiful.
She was all about family. All about family. And
yeah.
she had, I mean, she was 90. But you're never ready for them. You know, her dad, my mm-hmm. grandfather, lived till he was 98. So we were hoping the same. But just
yeah.
didn't work out that way. But, yeah, she hung in to the very end, and I know it was for reasons that she felt we needed her, and we did.
Mm-hmm.
We did.
Absolutely.
And she's just a beautiful woman, and I know she's happy where she is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's still watching over you, kissing you goodnight.
Yeah, I need that.
Thank you.
I need that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in. Yes, go check out SueBroom.com.
I will.
Memory shared from your loved ones. It's free course, and you will
oh,
love
definitely.
It.
Oh, definitely. Oh, I will definitely
right.
check that out. Thank you so much, Sue.
All right. Thank you, Susan. Right. You have a good night.
All right.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, that was beautiful. Karen from New York.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my time. Enjoying
you are so welcome.
Yeah, and that
good.
Was a great meditation. Thank you. So,
yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
What do you got going on, Ms. Karen?
I'm sorry?
I said, so what do we got going on?
so much stuff. But so wondering if there are any messages from my angels, guides, or family about have I found the right healer, or the dental practice I had a consult with a couple of months ago, or anything that I need to know for my highest and best.
All right, so let me see. I'm pulling one of the Desert Speaks deck. All right, so this is really, I don't, have you listened to the show? Do you know anything about my deck of cards?
Not so much. I think you were talking
okay.
about earlier saying it was special.
So this is the deck of cards that I created, and it started each each card started as a picture that I had taken. And then a couple apps later, you know, the cards are created. Well, the card that I pulled for you is, it says nature. So that really tells me, Karen, that you have not been out in nature and you are not, and maybe it's cold, but, you know, even getting out a little bit. But so there's that piece of it where if you can find, even if you can sit by the window and gaze outside, but okay. It really feels like there's something getting outside in nature. But the other thing that's really, I think, important in this card for you is it's actually a picture of a place called Elephant Head. And I don't know what elephants mean to you, but this is an actual, I mean, it's a rock. And as you're walking along, doesn't look like an elephant, doesn't look like an elephant. And all of a sudden, you turn, and it's like, oh, my gosh, it totally looks like an elephant. So
okay.
I think that you also need to look up the metaphysical meaning of what an elephant means, because I think that that's significant for you specifically right now.
Wow.
But the biggest thing for you is getting out in nature. And I think the other piece of that is not only just getting out there, but really paying attention to what is going on. I mean, being in, truly in the moment, being present about what is going on, you know, being mindful about the steps that you're taking, about the scents that you're smelling, about the sun on your face, about any flowers that might be coming up. All of these are important, and that is where your message is.
Wow.
So thank you so much for a pretty powerful message, actually, Miss Karen. So,
I'm intrigued. Yes. Okay, I have to look up the metaphysical meaning of elephants.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, you have a good night.
Good night.
All right, so we have a Blog Talk Radio chat room. Withers something. Hi, Sue. Love the idea of the expansion of love and joy. It is kind of like blowing up a new balloon, and the more you blow it up, it expands more. And actually, that is so funny that you're saying that, because that's how I was going to say it. And I'll tell you what, tonight, everything was coming out differently than I had intended. But so thank you for bringing up the balloon, because, yes, as you are expanding, whether it's love or joy or compassion, you can think of it as you are blowing up a balloon. And it's not a balloon. Oh, it's Kay. Hi, Kay. It's not a balloon that is pushing anybody out of the way. It is a balloon that is growing and expanding and encompassing all. So that is, thank you for bringing that up. And it's the thing that is so awesome about when you are expanding love and joy. Think about this, is if you are in a situation where people are unhappy for whatever reason. And I mean, look at, there's plenty of people in this world that are unhappy. But as we expand love, expand joy, see how those people shift. I love it. I love it. So thank you so much, Ms. Kay. I know exactly. I'm sure I know exactly who it is. All right. I'm shuffling the cards because I want to pull a card to see, and I might pull a couple. I might have to turn a light on. I forgot that the sun is going down. Okay, so I'm going to pull two cards. And this can be for anybody who's too shy to ask. Or if you're listening on the replay. All right, let's see what we got. Like I said, I'm pulling two cards. I know we're getting close to the end of the show. And these, of course, these are from the Desert Beaks. You know, I'm loving this deck. Of course, I'm a little, what's the word? They're mine, so of course I love them. Okay, now this is really funny. So I really did shuffle the cards, okay? First one is, the word is calm. And I love this picture. It, honest to gosh, it looks like the sun setting over the ocean. And really what it is a picture of the sky. So it's so interesting how nature can look similar, even though it's very different. And there's light aqua blue and darker blue, but it's all about calm and bringing in the calm into your life. You know, when there's chaos going on around us, we can change our inner self by going within and bringing in the calm and the peace. And in fact, in the experience book, the very last experience is calm. And that's beautiful. So bring calm into your life and into your day. And the other card I pulled, like I said, I did shuffle the deck, is the creativity. It's allow creativity. And it's a picture of the spider. And it feels like for all of us, there's the more calm we are and getting out in nature, it allows the creativity to flow. When things feel like they're stuck, the more calm we are, the more we get out in nature, even though I didn't pull this card, but it's coming up, the more creativity starts to flow. So in case says, joy is actually her word for the year. So Blog Talk Radio chat room K, joy is her word for the year, and that is beautiful. If all of you want to raise your vibration, if you want to help the world, and I'm not being overdramatic, I'm being matter of fact. If you want to help others, if you want to help the world, expand love out to others and the world. Expand joy. Maybe one day, expand love. The next day, expand joy. See if it feels different. See how one feels over the other. Expand happiness. Expand hope. Expand belief. All of these things you can do. It's something that you can help the world. You can help yourself and you can help the world. Angel blessings to you, and I will be back next week with Maggie Norton as my guest. Have a great week, everyone. Thank you so much for listening.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.